is now. The curtain call and the final bow. Was such a thing for life to allow. We will get away somehow. Oh baby, yeah. Under the hue of the highway light, oh, nowhere fast to spend the night. Oh, let's get pinned under the light of the stars. Life is short, let's part the car. Under the neon vacancy sign, saw you smile, let's stay a while. I watch the setting sun in your time. I just wanna be free. Oh, I just wanted you and me. I thought that we would fly so high, fly together in the velvet sky, in the velvet sky.
Said it for me today. Hello, hello, hello. We're starting halfway through the hour. It's 5:30 right now, and you're listening to Word on the Street on CITR 101.9 FM right after Nardwar, the Human Serviette Show. And today we are promoting Fund Drive. We need to raise $30,000. I believe we just passed 4,000 now, so yeah. We're doing pretty well so far, 2 days in. Yeah, before five, we're going to go back in time. So, just right off the bat, if you want to donate, you can call in at 604-822-8648. The phones are open until 9 p.m., so you got some time. But you should call right now and donate. It's for a good cause. It's going to help our volunteers, our staff, just with engagement, if we need new equipment, if we're hungry, whatever it is. It's just going to help us do better at CITR and inform more people about what we stand for and all that good stuff. And today we're just going to be playing some music, and we're also going to share some reasons why CITR is important to us and why you should donate, because it's all given a lot to us. So now is a good time to give back to the community. You know how it is. And that first song, who played that first song?
Me.
What's your name?
Hi guys, it's Vali. And that first song was Neon Vacancy by Kiss the Fish, which is a band from Kingston, Ontario. And the video, the music video of Neon Vacancy will actually be coming out on February 22nd. It is the band's first official music video, so very exciting stuff. They're a great band. I think we have played some of their music before. And just something to look out for in the future as well. And then my little pitch about why you should donate to CITR. I wanted to get involved in my first year. I did all the training And then I was too embarrassed to come back because I was scared about being on the radio. And
that's so lame. Oh, my God.
But yeah, I was a little nervous and then built up the courage to finish my last training session. And then I joined Word on the Street, met some of these really, really cool people, a lot of who have been here from when I started in second year, still going strong. We love Word on the Street. And then through that, I got more involved with CITR. I have my own show now, and it's just given me so many opportunities in terms of connecting to the music scene and the concert scene of Vancouver, but also internationally as well. And it is really a really great community. It is a very inclusive and diverse community as well. And I'm a very big fan of CITR, and I have a very big crush on CITR, as the slogan says this year, and on Discorder. So for me, it would mean a lot if you would go to citr.ca/donate, or if you called in at 604-822-8648 and donated anything you have, even if it's the money that you would use to pay for a coffee tomorrow morning. Everything from $1 to $30,000 is appreciated. But yeah, let us know you love CITR as much as we do by donating.
Hello. So do you want me to introduce the song or tell my... All right, we are going to listen to a song called Coasting by The Neighbors. I got a cute little story about them, but I think we'll just listen to it first. Here we go. Wowzers, what a great song. Those were our friends, The Neighbors. And they're the best. It's kind of a funny story because how they all kind of got together. If you have gone to any of the surf club events in the last year, you definitely know who they are because we always book them. But basically, the lead guitarist and bass player are brothers, and next door to the, and they were just jamming one day, and then they got a knock at their door, and it was this guy who lived next door and had just moved in and had heard them playing. And Seb was like, "Hey, I heard you guys playing, and you're great. Can I play with you?" And so then they were a trio, and they were a trio for a little while. And then I'm friends with the guy who was knocking on the door. And
yeah,
he,
shout out
to Seb.
He used to come to Word on the Street.
Seb, yeah, he was a Word on the Street last year. And then Seb came over to my place one day, to the new house I just moved into, and a guy named T. George was living there. He had lived there for a couple years. And he had a drum set in the basement. And Seb was like, "Oh, do you want to jam?" And so they jammed. And they were just goofing around. And then Seb was like, "You should come meet my neighbors." And then they formed the Neighbors. And I'm serious. That was actually it.
That's a great story.
And they slap. It was a lot of fun. Great guys. That was their song, Coasting By, written by Seb. They're really great people, so check them out. They play a lot. They played our fundraiser event last night. And if you want to hear more people and more stories like the Neighbors, you should donate and keep CITR running at citr.ca/donate or at 604-822-8648. Yeah, so check out the Neighbors and donate to CITR to keep us going.
You want to go next, Magali?
Sure.
Okay. You could talk about your song, and we could play the song, or you could talk about your moment of appreciation for the station. It's up to you.
Okay. So, okay, I'm going to start with the name of the song and a quick description of the artist,
sure.
I guess. I'm going to make it short. And then afterwards, I'll do my little bit about why I love CITR. So, the song is called...
Home is
where the hatred is. Sorry, I do that every single time. I have a lot on my mind. I'm pretty spacey. Okay, anyways. Home is where the hatred is, and it's by Esther Phillips. The song is originally a song by Gil Scott-Heron, so I don't know if any of you guys have heard, for example, the sample, like, The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. That is him, and he was a really important poet and musician from, I believe, the 60s. And Esther Phillips was an artist who, she was a really versatile vocalist. She sang R&B, soul, and blues, and she actually inspired Aretha Franklin. So she's pretty awesome. And I love this song, and I originally heard it first on a continuous mix, I think by Bad Bad Not Good. So without further ado, here it is. Home is where the hatred is.
Junkie walking through the twilight. I'm on my way home. I left 3 days ago, but no one seems to know I'm gone. Home is where the hatred is. Home is filled with pain, and it may not be such a bad idea if I never went home again. Stand as far away from me as you can and ask me why. Hang on to your rosary beads, close your eyes, watch me die. You keep saying, kick it, quit it, Lord, but did you ever try to turn your sick soul inside out so that the world can watch you die? It's where I live inside, white powder dreams. was once an empty vacuum that's filled now with my silent screams. Home is where the needle marks try to heal my broken heart. It might not be such a bad idea if I never went home. Stand as far away from me as you can and ask me why. Hang on to your rosary beads, close your eyes, watch me die. You keep saying kick it, quit it, Lord, but did you ever try to turn your sick soul inside out so that the world, the world can watch you die, can watch you die, watch you die, watch you die. You say kick it, you keep saying quit it. Did you ever try?
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Word on the Street. I'm your host, Isaac. And today we're just promoting Fund Drive. It's very important that you donate if you can. All the money goes towards things for the station, helping people at the station do what they need to do, and just improving what we do with CITR. And we're just playing some songs today for the Music Collective with Word on the Street. And that was a song that Magalie chose.
Hello.
You said your little thing about it. Now, do you want to say your little thing about why you are here?
Yes, totally. So, I mean, Gabe just left, but it would have been cute to see his reaction to the story. So, originally, I always thought CITR was really cool, but I never really, had the guts or, the drive to come in and be like, hi, I want to get directly involved. And I didn't really even know how. And then, I thought about it for a while, year passed, et cetera, first year, blah, blah, blah. Doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. I was sitting in Sprouts a few months ago, and Gabe shows up with an Igor shirt, and I recognized him from the surf club and whatever, that kind of outdoors community. And I was like, it's a pretty sweet shirt. And he's like, yeah. And then I was sitting at the table, by the way, with my computer open to my Spotify account. And then as he's about to sit and, we were going to talk, he looks at my account and he's like, oh, my God, you know Idris Muhammad. And he's like, panicking in this very Gabe way, just like, ah. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, okay. So then we ended up talking about music. We ended up talking about music for 30 minutes. And he's like, oh, my God. There's this project at CATR, the show. You should definitely come on the show. I feel like you'd like it. And, I'm just kind of there. And I'm like, all right, I love music. I love people. Let's see how this goes. And then I started. And I am extremely happy that I came. This has been, one of the best experiences that I've had at UBC so far. Met some amazing people. Got to push myself a bit out of my comfort zone. Got to be introduced to what radio is like, what podcasts are like, what it's like to, speak your mind, but hopefully not too much. and also listen to what other people have to say and share. And I have a huge crush on CITR, and I hope you guys do too. And at least for me, the best way to treat a crush is, by throwing money at them. it depends who you are. It depends how, what kind of crush. Anyways, so I hope you guys donate however much, however little. If you have to pick between $1 and $30,000, pick $30,000 because why not? YOLO. But anything counts. So you guys can either donate online at citr.ca/donate or you can call this number between 1 and 9 p.m., 604-822-8648. And that's all I have to say.
Your turn, Jack.
Okay, so y'all want me to just go with the song, or y'all want me to give it the
whatever
whole story?
Whatever you feel like.
Okay, we'll do the song for now.
Okay.
All right, so my song for today, not exactly the same vibe as everybody else, a little bit harder. It's probably my by my boy Danny Brown. We're gonna be listening to the song Kool-Aid. Yeah, no, it's a great song. On the way over here, I was literally listening to it, I was bumping to it. It's a good time. So I hope you enjoy it too. All right.
You fruit skip punch the third right bunch of girlfriend cherries. Smoking on that grape and that big rolled up the strawberry nigga. Sour ass that lemonade when I see them hoes on my deck. They be like, get the fuck up out of my mix, stand on my coat, like my coat, like. Get up out my mix, get up out my coat, like my coat, like. Get up out my mix, get up out my coat, like my coat, like. Get up out my mix, get up out my coat, like my coat, like. Get the fuck up out of my mix. Y'all hoe ate my dick, ah. Call that hoe I cannibal. Coming down like Santa Claus, her pussy furry like Panda Paws. Speed a pussy ass nigga with the jabber jaws. Talk about shit they weren't involved. Be like, get the fuck up out of my mix. Nosy ass niggas always saying my business. Wonder how I got it, they wonder how I get it. Wonder where we keep it, they wonder where we spend it. Run up on me, they be wonder where you live. Yeah. Tell you one thing and you back, never get it. You respect me and we come where you living. Worry about me, baby, worry about yourself or your family, your friends. Be worried about the health. See, I'm tired of all of these pocket rocks. Niggas watching my pop, pop. Wanna know where I spend it at? Try to figure out how I got. Cause when everything is at working, then you wonder why you're hurting. If you ain't got the assumption, better get up and do something. See, my best advice is just stop it, nigga, cause you ain't gon' do nothing. Do a pop blocker, then drop it, nigga. Oh, bitch, nigga, be truckin'. Drop a bag, then that water. Now I'm wet, weapon, and stirring. Drop a bag, then that water. Now I'm wet, weapon, and stirring. Get up my coat, like my coat, like. Get up out my mess. Get out my coat. Circle smaller than crowds and mix. Tell you what, banger, you better not forget it. This wreck me, you'll be coming real living. Worry about me, better worry about yourself. Family and friends, be worried about the help. See, I'm tired of all of these pocket watching. Niggas always watching my pocket. Wanna know where I get it at? They wanna know how I got it. Everything is at working and you wonder why you're hurting. If you ain't got the assumption, better get up by and do something. See, my best advice is just stop it, nigga, cause you ain't gonna do nothing.
Hello, welcome back. So funny enough, my story of how I got involved with CITR, and honestly, it was that first day that really made it for me, was it was also Gabe. I met Gabe because we lived in both lived in Haida House first year. And literally one day I was just kicking it out in the middle of the nest, and Gabe comes up to me. He's like, "Hey, how's it going, man?" We just start talking. He's like, I think we started talking about music as well. I mean, it's Gabe. He talks about music.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Hey, you want to, like, come to this radio show that I'm about to do?" He's like, I'm like, "I guess, sure. I have nothing else to do. Like, I might as well just, like, see what it's all about." And I go in there, and there's a group of, like, 20 people, and I'm like, there's going to be this many people on the show? Like, what is happening? Like, this is crazy. But it ended up being such a fun time. And then, like, first year, when I was first getting into it, I didn't come every week, which I really wish I could have, but, like, I had work. But this year, I've just tried to make sure I come every week because it's actually such a great time. It's such a experience, especially with all the people you meet.
Yeah,
because, like,
definitely.
I, like you said, it's definitely a great part of UBC. And, like, definitely part of my experience here would definitely be completely different without CITR and Word on the Street. Just the people I meet, all the new music I got to listen to, like even going to the concerts with some of the people that I've met here, like it's given me some great memories. Like honestly, it's a great time. And if you want other people to be happy just like me, your boy Jack, please donate however much you can. It can be a little, it can be a lot, preferably a lot. I wish I could donate a lot. I might just do that. Who knows? But you can do that at citr.ca/donate or over the phone at 604-822-8648. Phones are open from 1 to 9. And yeah, please donate. It'll be a great time.
Kirk, it's your turn. Swing mic over.
Hi guys, I'm Kirk. I'm a first year student who joined CITR because of his spirit of independence and also because of Notwar, actually, because before I came here I used to watch his interviews on YouTube because I was a teenager. There was nowhere else to go but YouTube. And fun fact is that CITR is actually one of the two reasons why I came to UBC, and the other reason being I was admitted. And I wish I have more local and new stuff to share with you guys, because I was at the Fun Drive event yesterday, and there was this awesome band called Pacific City Limits, and I somehow managed to strike contact with Ross, the person who wasn't the singer, but the person who sang last night, because the singer was, I believe, to be sick. But here's a song for you guys, because I'm a living museum, because I'm filled with old stuff and has nothing new to offer, and because that's why I'm here in SCITR, and I started coming back because I definitely need to go out more, step out of my comfort zone, just like what Mehdi said. So here's Merchandise by Fugazi.
Hello. One more time today. We've got 3 minutes left, so I'm going to make my little thing quick. I've told my story about how I got here several times, and I actually just told it, if you're listening earlier in the hour, because Narwhal just put me on the spot. I'm here because of him. I met him at a Kendrick Lamar concert. He told me to join. I'm still here. I slowly became involved with the Music Collective. One of the guys who used to host the Music Collective sometimes, named Jonah, told me to come because I met him at a party. And I came here. And then Eric, the original host, regular host, said, you should take over. I took over in the summer, did a bunch of interviews, and then I've just been here since. Gives a lot to me. Again, just I think the number one thing is the people. I think I wouldn't have the right people around me. I wouldn't be living with the right people if it weren't for CITR, because it really brought me close to the right people. And one person I wanted to focus on in particular is one of my roommates, Cannon. And I met them in the Nest outside of CITR after a Poly 100 exam, I think. And I was just talking about Janae Aiko, because I have a big crush on her. And I think I was pretty loud about it, and I wasn't really thinking about the exam, even though I just wrote it. And just came up to me and said something like, oh, I love how you're talking about this, and I love how you're talking about her music. And from there, we became really close, and I interviewed them a few times, and now I live with them. And a big reason why we were able to get so close and form a friendship is because of CITR. So the last song I want to play today very quickly is Zephyr by Cannon Mulatt. Thank you for listening. Again, please donate if you can. Anything helps. CITR.ca/donate, or you can call in now until 9 p.m. tonight, 604-822-8648. Fund drive is on until next week. You can call for the next week. Please do if you can. Thanks for listening to We're on the Street, and we'll catch you next week. Good night.
Jesus, and watch out for polices. How they fighting for their pieces now? Holy moly, they roly poly oly. When I spit up in their face, make them disappoint their OG. Hey. When I spit up in the cut, need a band-aid. This nigga done fucked up your damn day. This nigga done fucked up all night. Mark on the moon, handmade. I hope that nigga died for his eyes closed. I said fuck DT, that's a fly though. Hope they fire that bitch on some pyro shit. They fuck him DP with the fire hose. He said fuck PC, so that's how I chose words. And say fuck JT for the BT circus. Niggas can't see with their eyes, so they tweet about they fucking TV from their iPhone.